This is part two of a two-part podcast. If you'd like part one, you'll find it at personallifemedia.com.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Coaching by the Life Coach. I'm your host, Robert Harrison. And today on the show, we're going to be talking about the missing key to really being successful, whether it's in a business, whether it's in a career, whether it's at home. And I want to talk about we're going to call it Chapter X, which is really Chapter 10. Anthony Robbins touched on this in his national bestseller, Unlimited Power. And our guest today, David Wolf, has taught for Anthony Robbins. He has taught for T. Harv Eker. He is the chairman, CEO, and founder of Sun Food Nutrition at sunfood.com, president of the Fruit Tree Planting Foundation, and also co-founder of thebestdayever.com. And for anyone who knows anything about nutrition, you know that David Wolf is one of the premier nutrition gurus, raw food experts, and superfood experts.
You know, we grew up, I grew up on Flintstones chewable vitamins. I mean, that has nothing to do with anything found in Mother Nature's bosom. There's no question in my mind that raw and living foods makes you capable of handling dozens of times more stress than the average person can handle without it penetrating your stress defense shield and causing, you know, stomach aches or stresses in your neck or pain in the neck kind of thing or whatever. There's such a powerful tool here in being able to achieve your dreams. It's unbelievable.
It is just an absolute pleasure to have you on the show today, David. Thank you for being here.
Thank you. It's awesome. It's really, really special to me to be able to share information that is pertinent to right now, what's happening today in everybody's lives, and what the cutting edge is right now, today. What's the latest news? And there's nothing like nutrition in the world. It's like a science project you run on yourself.
Awesome. Now, I know that we've talked about goji berries. We just started to hint about the cacao beans. What are some of the other superfoods that you recommend that we just start adding to our diet to start to make this transition?
Well, one of the great ones is hemp seed. Hemp seed butter. Hemp seeds taste like peanut butter a little bit. They are absolutely delicious. They're probably overall the most balanced food for our physiology of anything. They've got the right ratio of omega-3 to omega-6 to omega-9 to saturated fats. They've got a complete protein profile. They're loaded with albumin, which is like a globulin, which helps with our immune system. It helps kind of pre-ramp up our immune system. Hemp seed can pull in, you know, dozens and dozens of trace minerals, you know, over 21 that we know of so far, and probably a whole lot more than that. And it's also kind of political because this plant, you know, George Washington said the future of America depends on this plant because he ate it every day. That's why he was such a genius. Same with Thomas Jefferson. These guys were geniuses because of the food they were eating. What food were they eating? Hemp and hemp seeds. That was their food.
Wow.
And so, I mean, so when we start talking about superfoods, what we're really talking about here is that these are the greatest foods on earth. These are civilizations have come and gone and left us gifts. Aloe vera, for example, the Egyptian civilization, the pyramids and every single thing else left us a food. Most people are not aware of that. What's the food? Aloe vera. So you start introducing raw aloe vera. You fillet the skin off. You get the gel out. You throw it into a blender. You blend it with orange juice. You drink it, and you go, what in the world's going on here? I mean, you know, because these bottled aloe veras, they've been pasteurized. They are not raw. They don't have the magic. There is no question about it. I mean, I've been a raw and living foodist for 15 years. There is no question that there is a magic that surrounds living food. It's an enchantment. You know, most people are living in a disenchanted world because they're eating disenchanted food, food that is actually ugly. And when you eat enchanted food, it brings that enchantment back into your life. You feel like, oh, my God, what is going on? How come we never heard about this?
Now, David, I think this is a good time to talk about juices just a little bit. Now, you know, in our weight loss clinic, we have people that come in and they go, "No, I'm drinking that kind of live juice," because they're going to the grocery store and they're buying Tropicana Pure Premium, and of course it's been pasteurized and it's been raised above 120 degrees. So can you mention a little bit briefly about that for people who aren't familiar with that concept of how that absolutely alters the food permanently when it's raised above that temperature?
You know, a good friend of mine, Dr. Patrick Flanagan, when he was 17 years old, he was voted in the top 10 scientists in America. He's 64, 65 now. He's had the most illustrious career. And here's what he told me. He said, you know, the number one thing that happens when you cook food, because he's a raw foodist himself, is the number one thing that happens is you lose hydrogen. Now, hydrogen is hydration, right? Or water. You lose the water, so then we have to replace it with some other kind of water. Well, we don't want to be drinking more tap water or other kinds of water in plastic bottles. We'd like to get it all from food if possible. So when we're dealing with orange juice, we can get a lot of hydration from an orange. However, when we have this like cooked orange juice that's the concentrate in the cylinder, I remember those from being a kid. That's how I learned to make smoothies, I'll tell you, from those things. They don't have the proper water in it. It's been disturbed or distorted due to the cooking and pasteurization, and then they've probably added water into it, which is probably not the best water ever, and then that's going through our body. And, you know, these things have a cumulative effect. That's the thing about food. But what's good is that our body's forgiving. We could have done the wrong thing for years and years and years. All of a sudden, we do the right thing. Body goes, "Yep, we got it. It's all good. We forgot it. You know, we forgive you, and we're on the new track right now."
But I think a lot of people think that, like, you know, their Tropicana Pure Premium isn't cooked. They think it's real, and I don't think they fully understand that how that pasteurization process turns the food acidic, kills the enzymes, and just completely alters it forever.
Yeah, it caramelizes the sugar, which creates acidity. It absolutely destroys 100% of the enzymes that are present. It destroys life force factors, which are what actually make the plant living. You know, for example, a cooked seed won't grow. You can never grow a cooked seed. It's not going to go anywhere. But a raw seed grows. Why? Because it still has its growth factors in it. It still has its life force factors in it. When we take that away, what's happening is, planetarily, the actual answer is totally obvious. We actually need to be eating living food like every other creature in the world, like a bear or like a gorilla or, you know, a mouse or anything else. They have a preference to raw and living foods and organic food. I mean, a wild chimpanzee will naturally know the difference between an organic banana and a conventional banana. Which
really?
Means the chemical. Yeah, that I have that research that went into my superfoods book. It's amazing, actually, how far down the rabbit hole we are with this whole food thing. But we can instantly get out now, really fast, faster than ever, because choices are in front of us that have never been there before. I mean, we are living in the greatest times in the history of the world. And if we could just go like, "Oh, was on the wrong track, let me get on the right track." It's just like success technology. Could have been listening to the wrong dude or doing the wrong thing or living by the wrong principle. All of a sudden you go, "What? That was totally false. Maybe I should be living by this principle." You do the other thing, all of a sudden everything goes your way, and, you know, the fates favor you. That's good. That's what happens with food.
Kind of like discovering the world, in fact, is not flat.
Yeah, exactly. It's difficult for me because I'm so far into this to really actually tell everyone how incredible it really is, because if I did that, no one would believe it. I mean, we have no reference point. You know, I grew up on Flintstones chewable vitamins. I mean, that has nothing to do with anything found in Mother Nature's bosom.
Exactly. So we need to take another break, and then when we come back, I'd like to discuss a little bit about detoxification and some of the more advanced questions for maybe some of the listeners that are already maybe vegan or starting to transition into that lifestyle. So some more kind of like the advanced questions about this nutrition, since we do have, you know, the absolute, you know, expert on there. And then before we wrap up the show today, I think it'd be kind of cool to maybe have you talk a little bit about thebestdayever.com, because I think that's a great idea. And then what some of the superfoods they can get maybe from sunfood.com would be. So, everyone, this is Robert Harrison with Coaching by the Life Coach. We are on the phone here today with David Wolf, internationally renowned author, health lecturer, one of the world's foremost authorities on raw food nutrition. And we are talking about how to get that missing link to really being successful, really being a master transformation in life by taking care of the foundation, which is your body, your nutrition, making sure you have that energy, you're connected with that zero point energy, that life force that you really need to move where you want to go. And we will be right back.
Listen to Money, Mission, and Meaning. Passion at work, purpose at play. A weekly audio program bringing you success in the business of life on personallifemedia.com.
All right, everyone, this is Robert Harrison with Coaching by the Life Coach. Today we're talking with David Wurf, author of the Sun Food Diet Success System, founder of sunfood.com and thebestdayever.com. And we've been talking today about the missing link in really mastering the art of transformation, mastering the art of really, you know, being successful in all areas and thriving. And it's the area of nutrition. You know, we today as Americans are malnutrition. We are deficient in that. And so if you're experiencing stress, if you're experiencing lack of clarity, lack of focus, lack of energy, lack of momentum, this is the missing key for that. So we've been talking about the difference between raw foods and cooked foods and the importance of eating raw living foods and adding superfoods to our diet to raise that energy and to give our bodies the nutrition it really needs. And so, David, I know from my research that one of the most common things that starts to happen when someone starts to transition, depending on how they transition, to more adding more raw living foods. I know Tony Robbins in Unlimited Power mentions we should have at least 70% raw living foods to our diet. What are some of the things that we can expect to see in terms of detoxification and how you would recommend handling that? I know for a lot of people, they're going, oh, my God, like I couldn't imagine giving up coffee. Or, you know, does this mean we have to give up booze, you know, and wine? And what is the impact of all that?
Okay, well, first thing is we never want to ask anybody to give up anything because that's against human nature. You know, so as I say, hey, you can't have that coffee anymore, you're going to want it 10 times more than you did before.
It's true.
So we don't even go there. We let the food do our talking for us. I mean, you get on a superfood smoothie or superfood shake every day instead of the protein stuff that had been done before, and you let that do its job for you because you'll be so transformed just by that you'd be like, what in the world's going on here? And then you want that again. Instead of having, you come home, like I come home at the end of a long day, and by the way, I run 4 businesses, a nonprofit, and I travel the world, do over 100 events a year. There's probably nobody more busy than I am. And when you're talking about stress, I know how to deal the stress game. And there's no question in my mind that raw and living foods makes you capable of handling dozens of times more stress than the average person can handle without it penetrating your stress defense shield and causing, you know, stomach aches or stresses in your neck or pain in the neck kind of thing or whatever. There's such a powerful tool here in being able to achieve your dreams. It's unbelievable. Anyway, going back here to this thing about, like, okay, how are we going to do this? How do we get to 70% raw foods or 80%? Well, we've got to add stuff in that we like. And we just look at all the raw foods in the health food store, raw organic food, and we go, okay, I'm going to do that, I'm going to do that, I'm going to do this, I'm going to drink that vegetable juice, and that's where I'm going to start. Now, detoxification can occur when we do that because really what detoxification is moving from a low-energy state to a high-energy state, and when you do that, all of a sudden everything that was swept under the rug has to come out. We got to look at it now. So that could mean excessive amount of bowel movements. It could be turbidity in your urine. It could be night sweats. It could be psychological or emotional disturbance. It could be a physical disturbance, like something comes out of your skin. It could be bad breath for 3 days, or, you know, it could be a number of different things. And it looks different for everybody, but better out than in. We don't, you know, if we can get that stuff out, we want that toxicity out, because if we leave it in, that's what the real bad guys feed on in the final days of our life, otherwise, you know, known as the C word. Which is, you know, a plague at the moment. What's that stuff feeding on that, you know, horrible disease, which is called cancer? It feeds on the toxins that we've all eaten throughout our whole life and accumulated. So we've got to flush our system. Now, we do it in different ways. You can do it just by eating raw and living foods. You can do herbal cleansing. You can do herbal cleansing systems where you take a bunch of different herbs and you do it in a certain pattern each day. You can fast on fresh juices and find out what that's like. I mean, when I first started doing fasting, and that's not something that you have to recommend to yourself. I can't recommend that to you because that is actually like a medical procedure to recommend fasting. I don't recommend fasting. I recommend you explore fasting for yourself, because when I started fasting, meaning going a day without food, it radically transformed my life. It put me in tune with people who are actually hungry in the world, people who don't have food. It connected me to being able to control my eating behavior. I mean, it's really spiritually very powerful. And then other things that you want to look at is, okay, what about hot saunas? We definitely want to get in hot saunas, make sure we sweat out a bunch of the toxins. We want to keep the yoga and the movement going, which is, you know, helping to move our lymphatic fluid so we can get that stuff that's stuck to our ribs, literally, which is that cooked oil, and get to start making it miscible, moving it, and getting it out of our system. And eventually, through all the different modalities that are available, whether it's colonics or just eating raw and living foods or herbal cleansing or fasting or doing different kinds of compounds that can help get stuff out, like superfoods like chlorella can help get heavy metals out of our brain, like mercury out of our brain. Through all that stuff, eventually we go, whoa, wait a second. I'm not the person I was before. I can think clearly. I have energy. I wake up with sparkles in my eyes in the morning. All is well in the world. And this is where all this takes us.
Nice. Now I was going to ask you about that because, you know, as a researcher on this subject, and as, you know, I would say as a man or just as a human being, the idea of a colonic is not really on the onset an appealing idea to me. Is that something that realistically, though, that we should do if we've had many, many years? I know in your book you mentioned that it takes approximately, if you're eating a raw food diet, 1 month for every year of eating cooked food or eating refined or processed food to detoxify the body. How important is the, you know, the colonic or the cleanse? Or is this something where we can just start to add superfoods and just over time just start to move in that direction?
Yeah, it's really good at this point just to know about these things. If you feel an aversion to it for whatever reason, don't worry about it. You know, your thoughts about it may change later. I mean, it definitely did for me, no question about that. So there's no sense in fighting yourself about these things or trying to force yourself to do something that you're not going to do anyway. What makes more sense is just moving forward with direction and purpose, you know, meaning that you're going to actually, okay, I'm shopping at a health store, I'm buying organic food, I'm going to buy raw food, I'm going to get my diet to 70-80% raw, that's my goal, that's my written goal. You know, these kinds of things, inevitably you will land yourself in a colon hydrotherapist's office, you will land yourself on an herbal cleanse. It's just going to come around, and it will happen in the flow.
You had mentioned doing a superfood smoothie, just, you know, so that people have something practical at the end of this interview they can, like, go out and do right now. Maybe they go to Whole Foods to get some superfoods, or they go to sunfood.com and order some superfoods. So they get some superfoods. Let's say I got a bag of, on my desk here, I've got some raw cacao nibs. I've got a bag of goji berries. I got a bag of mulberries. Can you give us, like, a simple recipe or, like, what qualifies as a superfood smoothie? Like, what would be a simple recipe we could do?
The first thing with a superfood smoothie or a shake or any kind of protein shake, whatever you're doing, you got to have a liquid in there. That's your base. Now, that base can be water. It could be coconut water. If you know about coconuts and you can get coconut water, boom, coconut water is awesome. It could be fruit juice. Generally, I don't do that because it's a little too sweet. It could be a tea. Let's say you like green tea. Boom, it could be a tea and just let it cool off, and then you go with that. Or let's say somebody's doing coffee. Okay, boom, we'll use coffee as the base. And then you blend into that your superfoods. Now, what are those going to look like? Well, we've talked about goji berries already. Boom, you just throw them. You take a handful, you throw it in your blender. Just a handful right in your blender. Cacao. You just take a handful of cacao and throw it in your blender. What is cacao? It's the raw chocolate nut. It's the nut that all chocolate is made out of, otherwise known, sometimes called cocoa. And we really innovated bringing that back to the world in its raw state because everyone was cooking it. And everybody knows that there's something in chocolate that's good for you. Well, it's not the sugar and it's not the dairy products. It's actually that cacao. So you get that straight, direct, into your blood cells immediately. So you, boom, you throw that in there. Then let's say you go, okay, I need something to make it a little sweeter. Okay, blueberries, boom, throw a bunch of blueberries in there. Let's say you go, okay, I want another superfood in there that's like really powerful, spirulina. Boom, throw spirulina in there. And let's say you go, okay, I need something to kind of round it out, give it a little bit of body. Okay, let me take some coconut meat. If you've opened up a coconut, you can spoon out the inside, throw that in there. Let's say you have no idea what I'm talking about. No problem. You can take some hemp seeds, throw some hemp seeds in there, and that gives it kind of body, like some fat and protein, so some thickness, so it's more like a milkshake, you know, kind of a thing. And that you can build up the body of the beverage that way. And then let's say you go, oh, I still don't like the taste of it. Okay, let's say you really like honey, you know, because honey is an incredible superfood. Take a little bit of honey and throw that in there. Of course, it's got to be raw and organic. Let's say you don't have that. Okay, well, let's say you use a little bit more fruit in order to kind of sweeten it up a little bit more. You blend that sucker up, and then, boom, you're running out the door, and you got something to last you all day. And you can just sip on it, you know, put it in your thermos and sip on it all day, and then you'll feel the power of real protein. You know, goji berry is a complete protein source. Hemp seed is a complete protein source. Spirulina is a complete protein source. Cacao is an incredible delivery system for protein. It's, you know, an extraordinary delivery system for nutrients in general. And when you mix cacao in there, it all tastes like chocolate. And it's like, my God, I'm getting to eat chocolate, and I'm having the best day ever, too. This is unbelievable.
Awesome. So if we're eating these superfoods, we're getting all the protein that we need.
Yes, for the first time in our life. You'll actually begin to discover what protein really is.
Okay, now is there any like concern about mixing the superfoods? Can I just like, you know, basically do whatever tastes good or whatever my whim, you know, I feel like doing today, throw some goji, like I can mix and match it as much as I want. That's okay to do?
Yes, it is. The challenge will be if you do too many bananas, for example, you can get a little gassy because the starch in banana, it just has that effect. So you may want to switch away from bananas and go more towards berries, like raspberries and blueberries. And they can be frozen. You frozen organic blueberries and raspberries, boom, throw those in there, you're rocking.
Would you recommend throwing in also like, you know, collard greens or kale or something like that?
Well, the thing about cacao and the superfood smoothie that's based on cacao, which is the chocolate, you know, the raw cacao that we're throwing in there, is it doesn't really go well with greens except for mint. Now, you could take fresh mint and throw it in there, and that's dynamite.
You mean it go well in terms of just taste?
Yeah, taste and alchemy. You know, the alchemy isn't quite right. You know, if you throw like cabbage and chocolate together, it just doesn't really, you know, they don't really go together.
Okay, so maybe if you're doing more of a green smoothie, then for those people who are feeling acidic and toxic, you know, and they want to like, you know, get like a shot of greens and stuff like that, some spirulina and some kale or whatever, what kind of superfoods would be a good mix for that in terms of the alchemy?
Yeah, in this case, you would use the green superfoods. And, you know, my favorite right now is the Ocean's Alive marine phytoplankton. This is Jacques Cousteau's dream. You know, he said the future of nutrition is in the ocean. And, you know, it finally arrived last year. We've got living phytoplankton, the most basic life form on Earth, in a bottle. You can just squirt that into your superfood smoothie. It's a complete protein source. It contains raw ATP in it, meaning your body doesn't have to use a Krebs cycle to convert it to ATP, which means instant energy, instant. No stimulation, no stimulants of any kind, actually. And that is one of the great, I mean, that's, you talk about a superfood, wow. And what's in marine phytoplankton? Well, marine phytoplankton is the basis of our word food, meaning that every food for every animal, every plant, every insect, everything on Earth originally comes from marine phytoplankton. It is the basis of the food chain. And so, therefore, it can be the basis of our food chain, which is our lifestyle. And we can just get it in a bottle now, squirt a squirt in there in that smoothie, throw our spirulina in there. Let's say we like blue-green algae or chlorella. These are other superfoods. You can get in any health food store or online. Boom, you throw that in there, and then you've got a green-looking smoothie that's alkaline, will help detoxify you, and is, you know, 1,000 times more protein than we ever had before.
Wow. Wow. Now, is it worth mentioning, you know, and you're the expert here, but is it worth mentioning if people are experiencing like, you know, I've heard like if they experience so much detoxification that's uncomfortable, there's ways to slow it down a little bit?
Yeah, that's really important to be in tune with that. Well, eating cooked food will slow it down. That's important to know. Unless something needs to come out, like if something really toxic needs to come out, then it will come out. And you got to just be with it and you got to go with it. That's important to know.
Okay, and the changes come in cycles and waves. So, like, in other words, the person, I've read different stories of people who eventually went to a completely raw diet, and they would feel great for a while, and then they'd kind of go through some cleansing, healing crises for a while, and then they feel great, then there'd be another wave and stuff like that. And so would your advice be to just really ride that out, listen to your body? If you need to slow it down a little bit, do that, but just keep heading in that direction?
Yes, exactly. Actually, people will do that just based on common sense anyway, but it's very important to state it. We need to be very careful with ourselves because we have accumulated a lot of toxins, more than we could even believe. I mean, we grew up in a toxic age where there's 75,000 synthetic chemicals that have been created. And what that means is that some of us have more than others, and it yeah. could come out at any time. That's why one of the reasons why, you know, you might say colonics no now, but if you have something really toxic coming out of your body and it's coming out of your skin, you might go, you know what, if I go have a colonic, it'll all come out that way, and it doesn't have to come through my skin. I better go do this. And then you go run over there and do that, and then, you know, you see the transformation and how quickly you can get toxins out of your system with a colonic.
Cool. Okay, so let's move on, if it's okay, to some of the more advanced questions. Now, I know there's been some debate over whether or not to add supplementation, particularly with vegans, the whole B12 thing. What is your take on that? How important is it? You know, do you recommend supplementation? If so, what?
Okay, well, I very, very rarely recommend supplementation of, say, chemical supplementation, meaning that vitamin B12, not from a real source in nature, but from, say, a lab source. There's several cases where I'd recommend supplementation. Number one is all of us, everybody, should definitely be giving a good go on MSM, which is methyl sulfonyl methane, which is a type of bioavailable sulfur, because almost everybody is massively deficient in sulfur. Sulfur is, by the way, lost entirely through cooking. So when we cook something, the sulfur bonds are broken down, and the sulfur can no longer do its magic of creating flexible, pliable tissue. If we want to cleanse and detoxify ourselves safely and healthfully, and we want to become flexible again and youthful again and get the wrinkles out and all that, MSM, methyl sulfonyl methane, or Mary Sulfur Mary, is a critical supplement in the overall picture. It's a super high-energy substance, and it's a true supplement, but I would highly recommend it for a lot of reasons.
How much would you recommend a day, and is there a particular brand that you like?
I would work your way up to 2,500 milligrams a day. Then once you really are on that and doing that consistently, then I would eventually get your way up to 7,500 milligrams a day for a few months or even higher, because that's when you start really repairing your tissue. You know, you start really being able to repair old injuries and get scar tissue out of your system. And it's just very, very powerful protocol to add into your superfood or raw food or, you know, healthy diet.
Okay.
Okay, so then another true supplement that I recommend for vegans who are not getting vitamin B12 is a vitamin B12 supplement, which is called methylcobalamin, not cyanocobalamin, but methylcobalamin, which is methylated. It's much more bioavailable. You can just do a sublingual dose, and that's something that's very important for vegans and vegetarians due to pernicious anemia that can come on 5 years, 10 years, 20 years down the road. It really depends on the person. Naturally, in nature, we wouldn't be a complete vegan or vegetarian. It just wouldn't happen because there's no way you could avoid eating aphids on the food you're eating, or, you know, you'd eat an ant here and there or whatever. It just, we're in a kind of a sterile situation, so it's kind of a disturbed situation, and therefore we have to make amends in that regard. Other than that, the ones that come up really big are EPA and DHA, which are long-chain fatty acids, and they're essential omega-3 fatty acids. And so we used to believe there was just like one omega-3 fatty acid. Now we found out, no, there's not. There's at least three and probably more. And the long-chain omega-3 fatty acids, which are what's in cod liver oil, are actually the kind that we really need because they can help to rebuild neurological tissue and eye tissue, like the tissue your eyes are made out of. And
Wow.
They're very good for your cardiovascular system. Now, nobody wants to do cod liver oil anymore. There's two reasons. One is we will fish the oceans out of cod in 40 years. It's going to be less than that, actually, the way things are going. And I don't want to be participating in that, so I don't think anybody else does either. Another reason is that we can get EPA and DHA from more base sources. For example, marine phytoplankton does contain EPA. Blue-green algae, AFA blue-green algae, does contain DHA, but not in very high amounts. If we want to get a supplement, then probably I would recommend kind of a semi-supplement, which is krill oil, K-R-I-L-L, which is vastly better than fish oil. If you're taking fish oil, get off it, get rid of it, and get onto krill oil, because first of all, we don't want to fish out our ocean. Second of all, krill can't be fished out. They're the ants of the ocean. And if the krill are gone, we're all gone anyway.
Okay, excellent. And as far as how much we should take of that and of the B12, what are your recommended dosages for that?
It depends on someone. On the B12, generally it's a 1,000 microgram dose is a pretty good dose for somebody to take once a day if they feel like they have a problem with B12. If they have a very big problem, then they want to take a 5,000 microgram dose. That's an MCG, not an MG, an MCG microgram dose. And with DHA and EPA, we'd want to take somewhere around 600 milligrams of those a day, either 300 DHA and 300 EPA, or maybe even double that, which is 600 of each. And that's the general format with which these products are sold in, meaning they're usually in 300 milligram kind of gel caps already.
Okay. Now, I know we're running out of time here, but, you know, for those who don't know, your nickname is Avocado. And, you know, I'm a big, I love avocado. So I just wondered if you could just mention briefly the power of avocado and also of sauerkraut. I know you're also a big fan of eating sauerkraut, and just a little bit about both of those.
That's the funniest thing. I just finished eating avocado and sauerkraut together, only those two things. So that's very strange. Let's talk about avocado first. Avocado is a very, very valuable food for people who want to transition away from very heavy, very dense cooked foods and, you know, very bready kind of starchy carbohydrate kind of food. And they still want something that's going to kind of fill that empty space but is not too heavy. You know, if we eat a bunch of nuts to fill that empty space, like almonds or pecans or something, or walnuts, you know, we're going to feel like, you know, not too good if we eat, like, you know, 10 pounds of that stuff. So there's this thing about, like, okay, what's going to fill the empty space? Well, our stomach has been expanded, and avocado can help to fill that empty space until our stomach readjusts to the new type of food that's coming in, which, you know, means not the entire pizza pie every night, but, you know, smaller dosages. Avocado is a tremendous transition food. It's the right kind of fat and oil for our cardiovascular system, a monounsaturated fat. It's raw, and it's very good for the uterus. It's one of the best foods for the uterus of any food in the world, and that's important for female reproductive health because we're seeing a lot of uterine problems. You know, it's increasing exponentially, probably. I mean, just more. It's like a plague. More and more problems.
Good. Okay. Good. So ladies eat your avocado and guys eat your avocado, plenty of it. And what's the deal with sauerkraut?
Okay. Well, before I let avocado go, I have to say this. Avocados are not fattening. It's what's eaten with the avocados, namely the corn chips and the sour cream. That's what's fattening. I used to eat, unbelievable amounts of avocados a day. I'd eat 8 a day. You know, crazy stuff. You know, that's when I was really, really active and running around and doing that kind of lifestyle. And, my body could burn through that, but, you know, that's something to be aware of, that we can't have these, you know, prejudices that have just been given to us by God knows who. I mean, definitely people who aren't healthy, so what do they know? Anyway, let's talk about sauerkraut. Sauerkraut can be an excellent source of friendly bacteria, what we call probiotics. Most of us is not us. Most of us consists of bacteria that live on us, meaning we have 100 times more bacteria in terms of bacteria cells than we have cells in our body. That's pretty amazing. And that actual bacteria, the weight of it can be up and over 5 pounds. That's how much bacteria is actually living in our body.
Wow.
Now, we want that to be friendly bacteria, good bacteria, bacteria that lives symbiotically with us and helps us digest food. That's where sauerkraut comes in. It can supply us the acidophilus and the friendly bacteria and the friendly cultures that improve our digestion.
Now, the sauerkraut that you just go and get at your Safeway store or something like that, I assume is that cooked? You know, how do we know if we're getting a raw sauerkraut, and where would we get something like that?
Okay, well, yeah, I'm glad you asked that because I'm so far out of going into a regular store that, yes, all the regular sauerkrauts that are out there are pasteurized. So that means they do not contain the friendly bacteria anymore. You'd have to go to a health food store in the refrigerated section and get unpasteurized sauerkraut or kimchi or other fermented food products.
Okay, so kimchi will kind of do the same thing.
Yeah, kimchi does the same thing. You could also get the same effect from, you could just take coconut water that you say you cut open a bunch of coconuts, take coconut water, put it in a pitcher, take a bunch of friendly bacteria capsules, like probiotic capsules, open 8 or 10 of them up into there, so white powder, you get it into the coconut water, stir it up, and then put a rag over the top of that, leave it out for 24 hours, and those bacteria, those friendly bacteria that were in the capsules, will actually multiply, and they'll colonize the entire coconut water, and then the next day you just take the top off, drink it, and you get all that bacteria living and that helps to support a healthy digestive response.
Wow. So how often is that before we wrap up?
It depends on what you're dealing with. If you're dealing with a lot of stomach disorders and digestive problems, then do it every day. If you're dealing with stuff that, you know, your body just can digest iron, you know, you just can digest nails, then, you know, you can try it for fun, but you don't need to do it. I mean, I have a digestive system that can digest nails, and I'm a raw foodist, which is even more fortunate. But, you know, some of us are more sensitive, and we've got to be aware that, hey, there are tools that can help us, and one of them is friendly bacteria.
Excellent. David, this has been so unbelievably helpful. And for those people out there who want to learn more, you know, as we're wrapping up here, maybe you can say a little bit about thebestdayever.com or maybe recommend one of your books or programs where it would be a good starting place for someone to really, because obviously we're just barely scratching the surface of this education. Where would you recommend that we as listeners begin in terms of getting into your materials and
Yeah, a good place. I'd recommend three books that I have out right now, Eating for Beauty, the Sun Food Diet Success System, and then the 21-Day Peak Performance and Weight Loss Audio Program. With those three, you've got a lot of material to pour through and lots of stuff that lasts you, it literally can keep you preoccupied for months, and with a lot of fun, too. And then the next thing I want to mention is something that we started about almost six years ago, which is thebestdayever.com. It's thebestdayever.com. All four of those words stuck together. And that is an online magazine, which to me is the most powerful self-help personal transformation resource on the whole earth, anywhere, for any price. And if you get in there and you check out what's in there, you'll see what I mean, because we've got audio files on every possible thing you could imagine, from every success principle all the way to the most exotic foods to everything in between, health transformation, inspirational material, illuminating material, super educational. There's a community of people in that site, 1,500 members of that site that are all communicating with you. So if you're a beginner, they can help you, and they're like coaches, and they're right there with you. We've got video in the site, so you can go punch up and look at all the videos that we have on how to make anything I just said. It's all
really?
On video. You can see it all. And it just goes on. I mean, that site is an absolute wonder, and it's been a very big labor of love over many, many years. And right now, it is an incredible technological place.
Excellent. Well, David, thank you so much for being on the show. I would love to, hopefully get you back on the show down the road, because I know that we're going to get a lot of questions through the blog. We're going to get a lot of callers calling in with other questions and things like that. And I just think that, you know, the work that you're doing right now with educating people about raw food is so unbelievably critically important to success, to health, to well-being. And when you really get into to your Sun Food Diet Success System book, you realize the global impact of this way of living also, and how it's just so karmically just absolutely in tune. This is not, you know, fluffy, soft science stuff anymore. This is real, real stuff. So thank you so much for being on the show. Any parting words for the guests before they go back to their busy jobs and lives?
Well, you know, Benjamin Franklin said there's two ways to become successful. One is increase your means, and the other is decrease your needs. You know, so you can increase your production, increase your business, do that. But the other is you just go, well, you know, I just decrease my needs. I don't even all need all that stuff. And that's kind of how raw food works. You can increase your means because it'll give you the juice to do it, literally give you the juice to do it. But the other side of it is you realize that you really don't need anything. You're actually, you know, we're all children of the earth. We're from this planet. And, you know, we can walk out in a forest and we're being nourished unbelievably just from that. And it takes us into a place of appreciation of the beauty that is already here.
Awesome. Awesome. David, thank you so much. So this is Robert Harrison with Coaching by the Life Coach. We've been talking today with David Wolf of thebestdayever.com. It's been an absolute pleasure. Please blog about this episode. Share it with your friends. If you haven't got the personallifemedia.com pod widget yet, get it and put it on your website. And go check out thebestdayever.com. And until next time, everyone, be healthy and be well. Take care.
Find more great shows like this on personallifemedia.com.